You're listening to SBS News.
And has also assigned to us and other lords directed full power and authority in Her Majesty's name to prorogue this present Parliament, which commission you will now hear read.
The language of a centuries-old tradition, read by the leader of the House of Lords, Baroness Evans of Bowes Park, suspending Parliament for the second time in a month. Last time, of course, the prorogation turned out to be unlawful. This time, happening as it does before the government sets out its agenda in the Queen's speech, it is, theoretically at least, normal. But the word normal is not often seen in connection with British politics at the moment. Dr. Gerald Grogan is a senior lecturer in law specialising in the EU at Middlesex University. She says events over the next few days are crucial.
The 11th of October is going to be the occasion, that final moment in which Boris Johnson can almost present and convince the European Council, but potentially also the Parliament, that there is a deal, there is a withdrawal agreement to be agreed between the EU and the UK. The 14th is likely the Queen's speech and a new parliamentary session and beginning of that debate. But very importantly for next week is the European Council, the final European Council on the 17th and 18th of October. This is the last opportunity for an extension to be requested and given, but also the final opportunity for a withdrawal agreement to be agreed, to be ratified between the EU and the government.
With time running out, relations with the EU seem to have hit a new low. The President of the European Parliament, David Sassoli, says he has made no progress towards a Brexit deal during a meeting with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He's urging Britain to come back with serious proposals for an agreement.
Ci sono due alternative a un accordo in questo momento. L'estensione.
There are two alternatives to a deal at this juncture: extension or no deal. The European Parliament is open to the possibility of an extension if there are serious and valid reasons or specific goals. But asking for an extension is the United Kingdom's responsibility and prerogative. It's certainly not my duty to comment on the United Kingdom's internal disputes and legal issues.
And the head of the European Union's Brexit Steering Committee, Guy Verhofstadt, says that if Britain ends up with a no-deal divorce from the EU, it will solve nothing and only cause more problems.
People were thinking in Britain, oh yeah, we do a no-deal, and then we go sitting around the table, we're going to talk about the future relationship and everything will be fine. Well, it will be nuts. No way. There's not even a start opening of a debate. There needs, first of all, again, the different problems of the withdrawal agreement needs to be solved.
The Labour Party's Brexit spokesman Keir Starmer has accused Prime Minister Boris Johnson of putting forward Brexit proposals that were designed to fail. He says Mr. Johnson is playing a blame game in which he's hoping to win favour in a possible election by putting the blame if Brexit fails firmly on the EU.
They put proposals on the table that had massive gaps in them. Really simple questions. If you're going to have the whole of the United Kingdom outside of the customs union, you need customs checks. And the government knows that, and it knew that when it put the proposals forward. Instead of the EU then probes this and says, well, how's this going to work? Instead of adjusting the position and answering those questions, they collapse the talks 6 days after they put proposals on the table. The only conclusion is that the government put forward proposals which were designed to fail, and now it wants to go down this blame game instead of putting the interest of the country first.
But the government's minister in charge of preparing for a no-deal Brexit, Michael Gove, says it's now up to the EU to move its position.
We've put forward a fair and reasonable compromise for all sides that respects the historic referendum result, and we hope that the EU will engage with us seriously. And in setting out these proposals, we've moved. It is now time for the EU to move too. If it does, then there is still every chance that we can leave with a new deal. However, if the EU does not move, this government is prepared to leave without a deal on the 31st.
Financial experts are warning that a no-deal Brexit could see British people have to endure another round of government-imposed austerity, with more cuts to public services. The Institute for Fiscal Studies director Paul Johnson says a no-deal will bring the British economy to a grinding halt.
A no-deal Brexit is going to result in probably no growth at all in the economy over the next couple of years. It will hit the public finances hard. We'll be borrowing maybe £50 billion more than we otherwise would be borrowing. And the danger is that whilst the government initially responds by increasing spending, maybe cutting taxes to support the economy, we're going to have to claw that back with another dose of austerity as we unwind those spending increases and tax cuts.
The options for Britain's future? A no-deal exit, an exit with a deal, an extension to allow further negotiations, or the cancellation of Brexit altogether. At this stage, it's hard to say quite what will happen next. Alan Lee, SBS News.